The wide-ranging jobs bill was on the Republicans' fast track for a while, but critics demanded more hearings on the industry-drafted measure. So Assembly and Senate committees on job growth have taken up the bill, and the debate is no less contentious. Menominee Falls real estate developer Kevin Dittmar says he backs language in the bill that would revise and streamline some DNR water permits. Dittmar says it recently took 5 months to get a permit approved, and the delay means some construction workers won't be working on his project this winter.
This is a real live jobs creation issue. There are not people working as we sit here in this moment because of what went on regarding this Chapter 30 permit.
Environmental and conservation groups say the permit approval process is generally going faster and could be improved. But they say the Republican bill indirectly lowers some standards and makes it harder for individuals to contest permits. Former DNR Secretary George Meyer is with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation.
Don't take away the right of someone to have a contested case hearing. I mean, if my favorite fishing hole is going to get filled in, do I have to go out and drum four other people up and get them to say, hey, will you sign this piece of paper for me? That hasn't been the standard in the state for 130 years.
The so-called jobs bill also angers some labor groups because it would remove a state-ordered ratio of apprentices to journeymen at a job site. State AFL-CIO Director David Newby says that provision means employers could add a lot of less trained workers and dump jobs with good wages.
This provision to eliminate ratios has nothing to do with job creation, but it addresses a persistent goal of non-union contractors to get labor as cheaply as possible.
A builders group wants the apprentice ratio removed, saying it stifles the training of more young construction workers. Republican authors of the bill say they're talking with the Doyle administration about possible compromises. But Governor Doyle has just released figures saying Wisconsin is already the only Midwest state to have a net gain in jobs over the last year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.